In this episode, we're going to explore 5 easy hacks for scripting success when you're setting your New Year's resolutions, your 2021 intentions, and/or manifestations. This episode is dedicated to Aztec goddess Sophia. Thank you for your support, and this is the episode you asked for. So, 5 easy tips. And if you stay to the end, you're going to get 2 bonus tips. The first thing you have to do is to be decisive. You need to be crystal clear about what it is that you want to see exactly. Because when you're flip-floppy, the universe doesn't know exactly what you're asking for. Right? So when you say, I want to be a certain amount of pounds weight, or I want to attract love into my life, or I want to attract money, whatever it is, please be specific. Because when you say, I want to attract money into my life, that might mean that you're going to stumble across a dime later today, and the universe is going to go, there it is. Enjoy. Not exactly what you had in mind. So be crystal clear about what it is that you're trying to manifest. If it's better health, then be clear about what that looks like. My doctor took my blood sugar test and it is normal. Improved in the acceptable range, whatever that is for you. So number 2, when you're getting specific, you want to lay out all of the details. What exactly is going to happen when you manifest this? What are you going to be standing on your scale? Are you going to be looking down and seeing, oh, I like that number? And then you can just picture it on the scale. Or you can picture yourself in your doctor's office getting the good news. Number 3, you need to stay in high vibration and avoid desperation. Right? Especially when we're trying to manifest something like money, because money is really easy to kind of quantify and say, either I have it or I don't have it. When we're staying in a high vibe and we think about something like our health, we have to stay on the vibration of good health, high energy, whatever it is. We must stay on that vibration. We can't take little side detours over to, oh my God, I just got this test and I don't know what the results are going to be like. And it could be like this. And then this will happen. And this other horrible thing will happen. And that will happen. And then everybody will be at my funeral. That is an example of a low vibration. Please don't go there, because while you're huffing air, anything's possible. So let's stay in the positive, happy range. Well, recently, somebody I know had one of their children, adult children, let me add, get stuck in the UK during this whole corona thing. And Canada put out a big no-fly thing because they have that different strain happening over there. And of course, in her mother's worst case scenario mind, all she could picture was they're going to get stuck there with the baby, right? My daughter and her husband, they're not going to be able to get back to Canada. They're probably going to get the Rona, and on and on. You know how mothers can be, that really can escalate quickly, can't it? Mothers, please, I know you worry about your children, but try to have some positive thoughts for them. And I merely said to her, just imagine you get the text, you get the phone call, and they have made it across the border, or they're at the airport and they have their tickets and they are approved to fly in, and everything's great, and you will see them by January the 15th. Right? So it's Christmas Eve day here right now, just so that for the sake of knowing the timeline. So just stay in a high vibration, and that means having positive thoughts and trying to be in a state of happiness and gratitude and joy about this thing you're trying to attract as much as possible. Number four is to pick a date stamp so you know when this is supposed to happen. And also, so the universe knows when it is supposed to happen. Because you can say, I want to meet the love of my life. Well, do you want to meet them in 2021? Or would you like to meet them in the spring? Or do you want to meet them on your 80th birthday? Because if you don't tell the universe what it is that you want and when, you may end up having that amazing love of your life show up when you're celebrating one of those really high number birthdays. We don't know. So let's be specific about the date as well. And the fifth hack is to add emotion to the equation. And this is a vibration that's going to help you attract whatever it is that you want in your life. So when you're visualizing this, when you are reviewing what you have been scripting for, actually feel it, know how it feels, and get into the feeling of it. Right? I have $1 million and I can retire from my job. You feel the feeling. I just met the love of my life, and he or she wants to marry me. Feel the feeling, whatever it is, right? When we get into the vibration of the feeling, we're speeding up the process of manifestation because we're working with the law of vibration. Remember that. We need to be on the frequency, on the exact same frequency as what it is we're trying to attract. And something like awesome health, high levels of energy, a really amazing amount of weight loss, whatever it is, it's going to be on that higher frequency. What does it feel like? Know what it feels like. Now, bonus tip number one is to take inspired, imperfect action. So, if you're trying to manifest better health, maybe you're not able to eat every single meal within the confines of what is considered high vibration eating. Maybe not. Maybe a donut slips in there. You're still trying to eat better food. So it still counts, right? I don't know how many times I'm going to tell people that what is in the past needs to stay in the past. If you want to stay on that good vibration, then you can't keep beating yourself up over every donut, chocolate, French fry order, whatever it is. You can't keep beating yourself up over that. Right? Set it to the side and say, I will do better next time. I am always doing better. When we take imperfect action towards what we want to manifest or what our goals are, we are sending out a vibration to the universe that our our container, our vessel, this meat sack that we're living in is ready, right? So when you are adding more vegetables, when you are drinking vegetable juice, when you're drinking your water, when you're going for walks in nature, you are signaling to the universe that you are ready. Your body, you're preparing your body for better health and higher energy and more longevity. That's the signal you're sending out. And that is the frequency you're sending out to the universe. I am preparing this container for you to give me better health. So bring it. Forget about the fact that you don't have designer running shoes. Off you go for your little walk with whatever shoes you do have. Take daily, inspired, imperfect action. And bonus tip number two. I want you, when you do your visualization, when you read your script out in the morning or last thing at night is also a good time. Or you can do it in the morning and at night if you want. But when you do your scripting, get all of your senses involved. What does it look like? Are you seeing the numbers on the scale? What does it feel like? Like emotionally, you're right in that moment. What is it that you're hearing? Who knows? Maybe you're yelling down the hall at the love of your life. Oh my God, I am on the scale and I have lost X amount of pounds. I'm really doing great. So what would you be smelling? I don't know. Right? What are you touching with your fingers? Right? If you're like me, when you're weighing yourself, you're not touching anything because you want everything off. So you can get the lowest reading possible. Please, Jesus. Right? We've all been there. So it doesn't matter what you're trying to manifest. Stay in that moment. Get all of your senses involved. When you find out that you have that $1 million, what are you doing? What are you seeing? What are you touching? What are you hearing? Right? What are you feeling? Get all of your senses involved and make that moment as real as possible and try to feel those emotions for as long as you can. So you can do this, you combine it with a meditation, a routine, and just go through all of the things that you're thinking, seeing, feeling, touching, smelling, all of your senses, right? Get everything on board for that amazing moment of manifestation and stay there as long as possible in that high vibration emotion. If you have enjoyed this episode or found it helpful, please leave me a 5-star review on iTunes or whatever you listen to this on. It really helps. Thank you for supporting me, and I am looking forward to hearing what you scripted and how your results turned out over the next few months. So get a nice journal or open a WordPad file or however you like to write things down, and make sure you print it out so that you can have a copy of it beside your bed or wherever you're going to see it first or last thing in the day. You can do this. I know you can. Have a fabulous day, and we will talk very soon.